The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Dalet, teaches us Asar Nisyonis Nisa Vesenis Amokim Baruch Hu B'Midbar, that Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times in the Midbar. Shenem V'Nasi Oisi Zes Apomim, I was tested. They tested me 10 times. So, of course, many Mefarshim, as they teach us this, as we learn this Mishnah, ask the obvious question. And that is, the purpose of learning Pirkei Avos is to teach us the way we're supposed to behave. So, with Loisinasinus Hashem, we're not supposed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does our Mishnah teach us this concept of Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avasen B'Midbar? So one pshat that I saw is to teach us, and very much in line with the name of this Masech, the Pirkei Avos, the power of Zchus Avos. The Mishnah teaches us that Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. And obviously, by every one of these Nisyonis, there was a Chila Hashem. But we also have our office. We have Avram Avinu that was tested 10 times and stood by the test. And the Zchus of our Avos, who stood by the test, is what keeps us going and keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us. The Pasuk says, V'ulam chayani v'molei k'vayr Hashem es kol ha'aretz. Says the Sefer Nachlas Avram. Pshat is the Pasuk. V'ulam chayani. Even though after the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there was a tremendous Chil Hashem, still, V'yimolei k'vayr Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The Kiddush Hashem that was created by our forefathers, that Kiddush Hashem never goes away. And that's why even if Chas V'Sholem, Klal Yisrael, do the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on them because of the Zchus Avos. I saw a very nice pshat in the Sefer Ezer Yehuda to answer this question. He quotes the Maral. He says, what is the definition of a Nisayon? The Maral explains the definition of an Nisayon is that there's a way, there's an order, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there's an order the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world. And if somebody doesn't follow that path, that is called a Nisayon. And he explains, that is the difference between the word chet and the word nesayin. Now, the question is, a nesayin is an aveira. So when is it called an aveira? When is it called chet? And when is it called nesayin? So he explains, when somebody does an aveira, of course, it's terrible. But that's the way people sometimes act. But when it's something that's abnormal, that's called a nesayon. For example, the Chet HaEgel. After all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, then the time to create an eagle. So he goes on to say that the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalar Mabez, teaches us, Lo Osu Yisrael as the eagle, The only reason Klal Yisrael made an egel was El K'tein Litein Pischem Peh L'Bali Tshuva. Shenemar Miyitein V'hoyu L'vovim Zeh Lehem Lira Yisi Kol HaYomim. And Rashi explains that the people who left Mitzrayim, the Dor HaMidbar, were great people. It's certainly not understandable how such great people can make such a terrible mistake. But it was to teach us, a future generations, that even though Klal Yisrael, look at the Dor HaMidbar, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much for them, did something so not understandable, making an egel, that's a lesson to us that we should also realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always willing to take us back. And that's pshat in the pasuk, v'yinasu oisi ze esapamim. What's ze esapamim? What's the ze? The answer is, ze is that they were great people. Look at them. So, a chait, we could understand how people sometimes, chas v'sholem, the Yetzirah gets the better of them doing aveira. How could ze, how could such great people do such an aveira? It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this into motion to teach us that we, even when sometimes don't act appropriately, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still takes back our tshuva. And that's why we could understand, says the Sefer Chasdei Ovis, why does the Mishnah go out of the way to teach us Asar Nisim, Asar Nisim Avasenis HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Midbar? Why does it have to tell us that it took place in the Midbar? Maybe the way I understand what the Chasdei Ovis is trying to teach us is that how could they have done this in the Midbar? Look at their experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon. They had so many unbelievable nisim occurring to them all the time. How could people that were experiencing such Chasdei Hashem make such a terrible mistake? Maybe what he's trying to teach, maybe what the Tanna is trying to teach us is that it wasn't something that we could easily understand. It wasn't something that makes sense. There's a special deeper lesson here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to accept our tshuva under all circumstances. I saw from the Sefer Ateres Avos, he wants to say that what he's trying to teach us is a tremendous chizuk to Klal Yisrael. That the Umas HaOlam say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanged Klal Yisrael for other people. Comes the Tana to teach us. Asara Nesyonis Nisa Avasenus HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Midbar. Even when Klal Yisrael did the wrong thing, and they did the wrong thing repeatedly, we're still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. But if we speak about Nisyonis, if we speak about testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is one place where Chazal teach us we're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Masechta Tainis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, teaches us Rabbi Yochanan met his nephew, the son of Reish Lakish, and he asked him, tell me what pasuk did you learn in yeshiva today? And the child answered him, we learned the pasuk of Aser Ta'aser. And this nephew asks his uncle, Rabbi Yochanan, what is pshat in the pasuk Aser Tis Aser? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Aser B'Shvilta Tis Asher. If you take off Meiser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will be wealthy. So the nephew asks his uncle, how do you know this? So Rabbi Yochanan says, go test, go see. So ask the nephew, are you allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't the pasuk say, Loi Tanasu Es Hashem? Answers Rabbi Yochanan, everywhere it's prohibited to test Hashem. This is an exception, because the pasuk says, Haviyu is kala maisa rabesa oiser v'yeterif b'beisi, bring all the maisa to the warehouse, the pasuk in Malachi, and there should be much food in the warehouse. U'b'chanuni nabazois om Hashem tzavokos, test me. Im lo efta lechem asarubas ha-shamayim v'rukos lechem brocha al b'idai. May ad b'lidai, om Rab Chom barav, you already ask, it's too much. Tzedak is the one place where we are made test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramey Shapiro once met a very wealthy person, and he was trying to ask him to make a significant donation to Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So this wealthy person told Ramey Shapiro, I'm willing to make this donation on the condition that you give me your share in Olam Haba. Ramey Shapiro immediately agreed. And the individual made out the big check to the yeshiva. And after he gave the check to the Lublina Rav, he asked him, and now what are you going to do about your Olam Haba? So he says, the fact that I was willing to give away my Olam Haba for the yeshiva is what earned me a new tremendous share of Olam Haba. There's a very famous Gemara in Masechta Pesachim Daf Ches Mabez. The Gemara says, Ha'oim esel azul tztaka. If somebody says, I'm giving this donation to tztaka, b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, in order that my son should live, I raise it tzad agamer. So the question is, why does it say Ha'oim esel azul tztaka? He says he's going to give it tztaka. Shouldn't the Gemara said Hanoisin seller tztaka, that somebody gave the donation? So there was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger. His name was Rabbi Abish Vershner Zatzal. He explains as follows. We're talking about an individual who has sincere intention, and he's not giving tzedakah for Yichya B'ni. He's giving tzedakah because that's what a Jew is supposed to do. A Jew is supposed to give tzedakah. But here he has a person to whom he is giving the tzedakah, and he's concerned that the person whom he's giving the tzedakah to is embarrassed. So he tells him, don't be embarrassed in taking the tzedakah. Ha'aymer, he tells this person, you the person who are taking tzedakah from me are doing me a tremendous favor in being willing to accept the tzedakah, because by your willingness to accept the tzedakah, yichye b'ni, b'schus of this tzedakah, my child will have hatzlacha, will be healthy. Hareza tzadik amar. Not only should we give tzedakah, but the way we give tzedakah has a tremendous impact on the mitzvah tzedakah. If you give tzedakah with feeling and compassion, then you are a tzadik gomer, and you will be, and we will talk about zaycha v'eftachem arubas hashamayim ad b'lidai ad sheyivlus v'yseichem b'loimer dai.